from the Radio Ranch in beautiful Sugar Land, Texas, where life truly is sweeter. It's the Bombastic Blogcast for Friday, January 19th, 2024. I'm the G-Man, Dan Gallo.
Hey, G-Man.
There yourself. Defender of the peace, keeper of the justice, purveyor of truth, and one heck of a nice guy. And of course, it is Hawaiian Shirt Friday today. Let's go ahead and do the Hawaiian Shirt Friday fight song. Sing it loud and proud. Then again, what's not to love, right? Truly the sweetest sound this side of heaven. And it's time to get things officially started with
the Daily Datagram.
You got it. Words of wisdom, words of inspiration, brain droppings, or noggin nuggets. You get to make the call. Good one here. It says, let perseverance be your engine and hope your fuel. I just hope I can afford fuel.
Get used to disappointment.
Let's move along now to the so-called educational part of the blogcast, shall we?
Twisted history.
Here we go.
Gather round, kids, because a lot of things happen on this day throughout history.
Oh, big stuff.
Some cool, some not so cool. Just the same, you need to know your twisted history.
Yes, you do.
You might be quizzed.
See, there you go. Well, kids, it was on this day in 1915. Georges Claude, French guy, patented the neon discharge tube for use in advertising. In other words, neon lights. Boy, I miss neon lights. They used to be everywhere when I was a kid. Sure, LCD screens are cool, but man, they do not have the panache of real neon. And it was on this day in 1983, the Apple Lisa was introduced. It was the first commercial personal computer from Apple to have a graphical user interface and a computer mouse. Wouldn't you love to find one in an antique shop somewhere?
Don't go near it. We don't know where it's been.
Our unsecured border now is at the point where I think the nation is truly in crisis. We have an estimated... Because, I mean, how do you count all of these illegals coming through? We have an estimated 11 million people, presumably all of them illegal, who have gotten into the country since Joe Biden took the White House, leaving a pretty sticky situation for the nation. They have panhandlers now going door to door in places like Queens in New York. They show up at your doorstep, and they have their little... Biden administration provided cell phone translating for them, begging for money. Of course, my response would be, go back to where you came from. Nobody invited you up here. But then again, I guess that's not accurate because Joe Biden invited them up here, didn't he? As soon as he took the White House. I mean, he didn't formally say, hey, come on up, the border is open. But he announced through his... cancellation of Trump policies. He is good as announced that the border's open. So something happened here in Texas recently. I told you about this the other day, where our Attorney General Ken Paxton took the National Guard, the Texas National Guard, and seized Shelby Park in Eagle Pass. Well, once he did that, the DHS gave Texas until the end of that day to allow them access, allow Border Patrol access to Shelby Park. Well, the state basically told them where they could go and how they could get there. Yeah, there was a letter sent to the feds by Attorney General Ken Paxton. In it, he wrote, quote, on behalf of the state of Texas, I write in response to your demand letter of January 14th, 2024, in which you complain about how the Texas Military Department recently seized and secured Shelby Park in the city of Eagle Pass, Texas. Your letter misstates both the facts and the law in demanding that Texas surrender to President Biden's open border policies. Because the facts and law side with Texas, the state will continue utilizing its constitutional authority to defend her territory. And I will continue defending those lawful efforts in court. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security should stop wasting scarce time and resources suing Texas and start enforcing the immigration laws Congress already has on the books. Now, that's a very condensed version of the story. But it's a rather lengthy letter. And if you go to some of the conservative news aggregation sites on the interweb, I'll tell you what you do. Go to protrumpnews.com. ProTrumpNews.com. You can find the article in there. And things are only going to get hotter from here, because I guarantee you, the Biden administration, also known as the O'Biden administration, because everybody knows that Obama is behind the he's the puppeteer in the Biden administration. These policies are all hatched out of the head of Barack Hussein Obama. And they are not going to change this policy before the election. It's not going to change, which, of course, in a manner of speaking, helps us to get Donald Trump back into the White House. I mean, Trump needs to be guarded very closely and very carefully, because there are going to be people who are going to try to take him out. I can almost guarantee you that. And whenever I hear these lefties panicking because it's pretty obvious Donald Trump's going to win this election in November, you know, it's like, well, what did you expect? Do you really think that the American people are going to stand for these open borders and these rising prices and the complete destruction of our Constitution, the weaponizing of our law departments, the DHS, DOJ, FBI, CIA, all weaponized by the Biden administration? And, well, the reason that the lefties are panicking is because they know that Donald Trump is going to dismantle the deep state, or at least he's going to die trying. But maybe I should bite my tongue on that one. But anyhow, it's kind of interesting how things are deteriorating so quickly, as if nobody knew this would happen. That's what gets me. They all behave as though nobody knew this would happen. Nobody knew. Nobody could predict that these millions of illegals who have now forced their way into our country would be going door to door begging for money. My friend, it's only going to get worse from here. How much worse could it get, hey? Well, at the start of the border crisis, several Democrat-run parts of the country were silent. They didn't seem to be too worried or concerned about the millions of migrants who came flooding over the border illegally. And that's really the best description, flooding. Most of the cities and states are sanctuaries for illegals, but they didn't seem to think the problem would reach them up north. Now, New York, Illinois, and other blue regions are struggling to actually deal with tens of thousands of migrants. And one state which previously bragged about its sanctuary status is now making one unthinkable demand of its residents. Check this out. This is from Breitbart News. The state of Massachusetts is asking private homeowners to take in illegal aliens as the state runs out of room to house the thousands of border crossers who are still flooding into the Bay State. Most importantly, if you have an extra room or suite in your home, please consider hosting a family. Housing and shelter is our most pressing need, and become a sponsor family. Now, first of all, the only people who can do something like that would be the very wealthy, the elites, who actually got us into this mess in the first place, right? The elitist politicians and the corporate leaders who support these elitist liberal politicians. They have the mansions, they have the extra houses, they have the mother-in-law house in the backyard or over the garage. They could do this, but they won't. So instead of deporting thousands of migrants who illegally entered the country, blue Massachusetts is begging residents to take them in. The state's shelters are reportedly full, with over 20,000 illegal aliens requiring government aid. And then you look at places like California and what have you, and the homeless problem, the tent cities, they're just going to increase. Now, the Massachusetts governor and lieutenant governor are asking Americans with an extra room or suite to take in strangers with no documentation or proof of identity. You don't know if they're criminals. You don't know if they're child rapists. You don't know what the deal is with them, right? So it seems Democrats in Massachusetts think Americans struggling to make ends meet under Biden's inflation have extra suites to put up illegal immigrants. Again, that's the elitist for you. Let them eat cake. So Democrats bragged for years about their cities and states. Remember that? Sanctuary cities? They passed laws that protected illegal aliens from deportation, and now a good many of these same Democrats are panicking over when 10 or 20,000 aliens, that's what they are, demand government handouts. And they are. They're demanding it. Like I mentioned a few minutes ago, in Queens, New York, they're going door to door. And border states like mine, Texas, have been overwhelmed by hundreds of thousands, in some cases, millions of illegals. Yet Democrats ignored their pleas. They're not listening to us. That's why Ken Paxton wrote that letter. Some of these migrants don't have a reputation for appreciating the generosity of American states either. They've reported trashy hotel rooms, posed health and safety risks at parks and public spaces, and they've refused to work, the very reason they claimed to come here. Now, I'm telling you, my friend, what needs to happen, and I think eventually it'll come to that, but it's going to take Donald Trump to do it. There are going to have to be a series of massive deportations. I mean, literally going through the countryside, rounding these people up and kicking them out of the country. I know that doesn't sound very compassionate, but quite frankly, the compassion of the American people is running out, and it's running out quickly. Why don't we check in on what's new at the Wuhan lab? Now, I don't know that this is specifically the Wuhan lab, but it would be a safe assumption, I guess. But in a groundbreaking, yet pretty concerning scientific endeavor, they have a team over there, team of researchers, that have engineered a mutant coronavirus strain with a staggering 100% rate of fatality in mice. So if you own any mice, you might want to be on the lookout. But seriously, folks, this new pathogen is specifically designed to attack brain cells, raising concerns about the potential for human spillover and the implications it could have on global health security. Now, the study, which was released in a preprint on January 3rd, involved the use of a variant of the pangolin coronavirus. Now, the virus was introduced to a group of transgenic mice that express the human ACE2, that's ACE2 receptor, making them susceptible to the same viruses that can infect humans. And the results were nothing short of alarming, because all infected mice succumbed to the disease within just 7 to 8 days post-inoculation. So you have to ask, why are they doing this research? Is this research on future methods of germ warfare? I mean, what other conclusion can we draw from this? Why are they playing with these viruses? Why are they creating these viruses? Now, listen to this. The virus demonstrated most notably an ability to infiltrate critical organs, including the brain, eyes, lungs. Infected mice exhibited rapid weight loss and other severe symptoms like sluggishness and the appearance of white eyes. By the sixth day, while the viral load in the lungs had decreased, the viral RNA loads and viral titers in the brain, or the brain samples, had increased significantly, indicating that a severe brain infection was the primary cause of death. Now, what is a titer? A titer is a grouping of cells that contain a certain pathogen that's dangerous, okay? I had to look that up yesterday. Now, this research hasn't gone unnoticed by the international community, because, you know, they've been echoing concerns about the safety and ethics of this kind of high-stakes virology study. Again, I have to ask, why are they doing this? I mean, is this really a dark hallway that you want to go down? The potential for accidental release or just outright misuse of this kind of stuff, these pathogens, poses a tremendous risk to public health. I mean, gee whiz. Has the corona, what is it, the coronavirus, the COVID-19 experience, is it that far in the past that we've forgotten that? Of course not. So, meanwhile, back at the ranch, there's an organization called the NFSC, the New Federal State of China. Now, listen to this. It's kind of an interesting group. The New Federal State of China is basically just a political movement or lobby group created by Guo Wengui and Steve Bannon with the stated aim of overthrowing the Chinese Communist Party as the Chinese government. I wish them all the luck in the world. They've been around since June 4th of 2020. But their basic purpose is political activism against the Chinese Communist Party. I wish them all the luck in the world. I really do. Because clearly, this guy Xi Jinping is a dictator, and he's a dangerous one. Perhaps even as dangerous as you know who. So, the NFSC spoke out on X, formerly Twitter, with just this interesting note. And then they included a video, which was just a kind of a propaganda video, but I like their message here. It says, a century of crimes and global crisis by the Chinese Communist Party. Uyghur genocide, unleashing the virus, deadly vaccines, illegal military installations, fentanyl crisis, social media control and indoctrination, you know, like TikTok, financial crisis, spying and espionage, Tiananmen, Hong Kong, Tibet crimes against humanity. The CCP is not China. The CCP is not the Chinese people. Take down the GCP. I like the way they put that. And then finally they said, take down the CCP. Well, I don't know, but it's beginning to look more and more as though the CCP and the GCP are synonymous. But anyhow, in a related report in the news from a select subcommittee on the coronavirus pandemic, they managed to bring to light a coordinated effort to suppress scientific discourse on the lab leak theory. And this includes implicating high-profile figures who initially dismissed the possibility that the virus could have originated from a laboratory setting. Meanwhile, brace yourself. Similar experiments are being conducted elsewhere. You've got scientists at Boston University creating a deadly COVID strain with an 80% death rate. They've been doing this since 2022. And these experiments were notably conducted under biosafety level 3 protocols rather than the more stringent level 4. Naturally, this has sparked some outrage and concern over the potential for human infection and transmission. Why are we doing this research? Boy, I mean, it's just, this is enough to shake you to your core. And you see a headline about a story like this, and you know, a lot of people, they read it, they blow it off. It doesn't interest them. It's not a sexy story. I admit that. But it's something we should know. For instance, I don't know if you heard about this. This shook me when I first read about it, but there was a discovery of an illegal bio lab in Fresno County, California. And this further underscores the risks associated with biocontainment and the management of infectious agents. This particular lab, Fresno County, California, housed over 900 mice genetically engineered to carry the COVID-19 virus, along with other potentially infectious bacterial and viral agents. Do you need me to tell you this isn't good? So, as our society has to grapple with these developments, it's pretty important that we scrutinize the balance between scientific advancement and the safeguarding of public health. The creation of such lethal pathogens in a laboratory setting absolutely must be regulated and monitored with the utmost caution. to prevent any possibility of a future pandemic that could arise from a man-made catastrophe. And believe me, if there is a catastrophe of the likes that we witnessed 3 years ago with COVID-19, believe me, it'll be at the hands of humans. If you were to find this story, you would have to comb through an awful lot of headlines in an awful lot of sites on the World Wide Web. But this is a big story, and you're not going to hear about this in the mainstream media, I guarantee you. But a conservative executive with the Sinclair Broadcasting Group just bought the Baltimore Sun newspaper, and people in liberal la-la land, liberal media, are losing their minds. You know, media bias has become such a given. I mean, that term MSM, mainstream media, is, you know, it causes people to shrug. You know, well, where'd you get that story? Was that from the MSM? Yeah. Well, you know, you pretty much know what to expect from the mainstream media. So the left can't even contemplate not controlling every media outlet. That's why they rail so much at outlets like Breitbart and Fox. And even Fox isn't as conservative as they probably should be. Because it's very important to the lefties that they control and set the narrative on virtually everything, especially politics. Politics first, culture next. So would it have been better to let the Baltimore Sun just die and for jobs to be destroyed? This is going to be very interesting to watch, because if the Baltimore Sun truly goes conservative, and more than likely they will, they're going to start reaping some interesting profits. I can almost guarantee that. I mean, look at Fox. Fox isn't even as conservative as they should be, but they're still, even after getting rid of Tucker Carlson, they're still the wealthiest, the most successful media outlet in television news. So, this is big stuff. Newsbusters, if you go to their site, they have details on the left's meltdown. It's pretty interesting. In February 2021, liberal journalists were pretty crestfallen that Tribune, the Baltimore Sun's parent company, I think that's also the outfit that either now or at least one time owned the Chicago Tribune. Anyhow, they were crestfallen that the Sun's parent company would merge with Alden Global Capital, which is an infamous newspaper conglomerate known for stripping down newspapers to ghost status, with, in some cases, only one staff writer in the thickness of a core brand napkin. And after it was announced Monday that local businessman and Sinclair Broadcasting Group executive chairman David Smith had rescued the Sun with plans to revitalize it to a robust status, boy, the left right now is just apoplectic. They're all running around with paper bags over their faces because they've been hyperventilating. CNN reacted the way you'd expect. Oliver Darcy, their deranged liberal media hall monitor, whined in his media newsletter that it's a deal that has set off alarm bells, since Smith's local stations around the country has previously inserted right-wing editorial segments into its local news broadcasts. They've been doing that for several years, Sinclair, yeah. So writing on Threads and X, NPR media writer and former Sun reporter David Fulkenflik, how about that for a name, Fulkenflik, huffed that Smith was dismissive of the Sun's journalism and deflected questions about his own political activities. They usually do, you know. These critics on the left, they come out there and they demonize conservative reporting and conservative publications. And then when they have to face criticism of their own, where do they go? They go scampering back into their little rat hole. He also seethed that, quote, Smith has been a major funder of GOP candidates. More recently, he has funded far-right outlets like Project Veritas and Turning Point USA and financed local ballot initiatives. Well, what's wrong with that? You Democrats have turned this country into a total crap hole. Look at L.A. Look at San Francisco. Look at Portland. Look at Seattle. Seattle, at least, has kind of made a turnaround. They're starting to get rid of the tent cities. They're getting some more conservatives into their city government. Seattle may actually save itself. May. That's the key word there. But you got places like Minneapolis. What a crap hole. Chicago. And it breaks my heart because I love Chicago. I love Chicago. Gosh, when I was a little kid, my grandparents lived there. And I loved going to Chicago on those weekends. We would drive down from Milwaukee. And, you know, it's just, it's awful. It's absolutely awful. And I'm here to tell you, the American people are not going to stand for this much longer. When you have cities like Cleveland, Ohio, cleaning up their act. I mean, you know, for many, many years there, Cleveland's chief output was dirt, filth, squalor. Cleveland is really looking nice these days because the people of Cleveland have said enough. They're actually coming around. Of course, the state of Ohio, I mean, here again, I want to mention this because Ohio is where I grew up. We moved there when I was 6. I left there as soon as I was 18. But Ohio has made such a terrific turnaround. In the 2020 election, out of 88 counties in Ohio, 84 of them went red. They went for Donald Trump. And when you have people like Jim Jordan out of Ohio, Vivek Ramaswamy from Ohio, it tells you a little bit about what's happening in Ohio. Ohio, after 5-6 decades of decline, and that's exactly what it was, economic decline, social decline, the people of Ohio obviously have gotten to the point where they said, you know what, enough of this already. Now, that stupid town that I grew up in Ohio, Elyria, is still all Democrat. But you can drive around Ohio now and, for instance, a little town of Medina, Ohio. Oh, my gosh, that little town is looking so nice. Cleveland's looking nice. Akron is looking nice. You drive through Akron, it's a clean-looking town with an amazing history. And this is starting to happen in other states. It really is. Next door to Ohio, you've got Indiana, which has been a conservative state for a long, long time, and looking better than ever. But the people of this country have had it with liberalism. And I'm talking about political liberalism, right? Because we conservatives, we're the real liberals. We believe in the tenets of our Constitution, freedom of speech, freedom to worship, privacy, the right to bear arms. We believe in that. So we're the real liberals. And if you don't believe me, hang around with these people who call themselves liberals, these leftists. Hang around with them for a while, and you'll see just how oppressive a people they are. Before we haul out for the weekend, let's join the Comedy Corner with Gary Delina.
If you're listening to the radio in the car, you are going to hear the country music. Now, I happen to like a lot of stuff. It's just so happy. Way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, never knew how much a muddy water meant to me. Well, it earned that as me. Looks like I'm having a seizure up here. I think you have to live in the South to write a song like that. I don't think you could write that song if you live in Brooklyn. Way up yonder on the Hudson River, body parts are floating right up next to me. Well, I seen me some tires and some chemical waste. A fish gave me the bird and then he spit in my face. Hey, dear, dear. Who else? I like Keith Urban. I love that song. I wanna love somebody like you. Somebody like you, not you. I also love the girl that sings the Sunday Night Football song, Carrie Underwear. She had like the biggest country song like in a decade some years ago. All the women know it. Before He Cheats. Right, ladies? I'm gonna dig my keys into the side.
It's great little souped up four-wheel drive.
All right, get over it. I always thought to myself, what if it was reversed? What if it was a guy in that situation? Whole different song. Right now, known, she's probably on the prowl, walking like a cougar, wearing nothing but a towel. Right now, she's checking out the pool boy, thinking that she might have found herself another love toy. Right now, she's probably at the gym, sweating to the oldies with a trainer named Tim. But forget him, I'm gonna grab her a TiVo and erase the view, make the dog take a dump in her Jimmy Choo shoe. Huge George Clooney's picture is my new dartboard. I'm gonna pour Jack Daniels in her coffee cup, stink up the John and leave the toilet seat up. Maybe next time she'll think before she cheats. There you go, yeah. Not exactly a love song.
True that. Make it a wonderful weekend. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you on Monday's bombastic blogcast. Remember, no such thing as spare change, free lunch, or too much horsepower. And be sure to take some time today just to thank the good Lord that you're an American.
You mean that's it?